If you are not familiar with The Onion, which bills itself as America's finest news source, suffice it to say that the satirical weekly has featured such front-page stories as Cat General Says War on String May Be Unwinnable, 137 Oil Wells Liberated for Democracy, and Miracle of Birth Occurs for 83 Billionth Time. Well, now, America's finest news source is muscling in on another medium, radio.
Despite the lack of a natural disaster, thousands flee Des Moines, Iowa. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Though the National Weather Service has not reported a tornado, hurricane, or flood in the Des Moines area, thousands are rapidly fleeing at this hour. City officials have issued no official evacuation orders and are advising residents to remain calm and to avoid overcrowded highways. Janet Wendell is one of thousands stalled on Interstate 35.
I can get out of here before it's too late.
Mayor Frank County told reporters this is the largest mass exodus from Iowa since 1997, when the president of the Dubuque Rotary Club urged citizens of that city to run for their lives. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
We're going to be hearing from Iowa about that when The Onion Radio News is not exactly a new phenomenon. What is new is its growing audience. The Daily News Nugget has catapulted to the top of the iTunes Music Store's most downloaded podcast list, and we wanted to know what was bouncing NPR out of the top slots at iTunes. And the man responsible for this concept is Onion Editor-in-Chief Scott Dickers, who joins us now from our bureau in New York. Welcome, Scott Dickers.
Thanks. Nice to be here, Robert.
How huge are your ambitions for radio?
Well, they're huge. I don't understand any of that gobbledygook you just said about the interwebs. Ultimately, we want to reach people who don't know The Onion from print, people who can't read. And once we get that demographic, we're going for the people who can't hear. And I think the only way to do that is through some sort of intravenous injection of the news. So that's what we're going for next.
Now that we've offended the Iowans and the disabled in the audience, is there anybody else you'd like to take a crack at?
Yes, I'd like to offend women and minorities, please. For 200.
You're doing all this, it seems, if I hear your service correctly, with one correspondent. Why don't you tell us about him?
Doyle Redland is our primary radio news anchor. We actually have an entire team of radio news reporters and anchors. As you may know, Robert, radio news is a very competitive, male-dominated business, and actually Doyle dueled with a couple of the other newscasters, and won, and then consumed their young. So
same as we do it here, I guess.
I guess so. From what I hear of your show lately,
you've worked with the Doyle Redland a great deal on getting this absolutely right. I gather
he's great. He was the best newscaster in the business, and by the best in the business, I mean he'll read whatever we hand him.
Well, to give our listeners a sampling of his versatility, here's just a bit of it.
Kwanzaa holiday sales figures are disappointing. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. God is worried the apocalypse may not live up to expectations. It's the Onion Radio News. A new German Luftwaffe chain offers waffles and overwhelming air superiority. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting.
Well, I think it's a hat trick for offending absolutely everybody right now, Scott.
Doyle Redland reports his news from an ivory tower in New York City, and he doesn't really care who is offended by his news. In fact, he has disdain for the people that he reads the news for. He doesn't care what backwater town they're listening from or what language they speak. And his business is he delivers the truth, and he delivers it hard.
Well, can you just give us a hint of some of the hot stories that you're working on now at The Onion?
The U.S. joining the Columbia Missile and Tank Club. They get 12 new weapon systems for only a penny. And our report uncovered the fact that they hook you with this intro, you know, the introductory price, but then it goes up and you're stuck paying the top rate. And also, the selection, not so good.
Well, thank you very much for The Onion's work in radio and on podcasting. Scott Dickers, editor-in-chief of The Onion.
Thank you, Robert.